You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump says his government will not be returning the oil tankers it seized in recent days, nor any of the between 1.9 and 4 million barrels of oil aboard.
We're going to keep it. We're keeping
it. Where's it going? Are we going to sell it or put it in the strategic
reserve? Maybe we'll sell it. Maybe we'll keep it. Maybe we'll use it in the strategic reserves. We're keeping it. We're keeping the ships also.
This month, the United States successfully seized two oil tankers linked to Venezuela. Mr. Trump says the U.S. Coast Guard is now pursuing a third.
Moving along, and we'll end up getting it. Yeah, we're actually pursuing it. Can you imagine? Because it came from the wrong location. It came out of Venezuela, and it was sanctioned.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Yvonne Gill, is accusing the U.S. of piracy and an energy blockade that violates international law.
In December 2025,
the United States proceeded with the hijacking and theft of two ships on the high seas that contain approximately 4 million barrels of Venezuelan oil and announced an absolute naval blockade against tankers transporting Venezuelan energy. These actions constitute acts of piracy, as understood under customary international law and codified by the United Nations, as illegal acts of violence, detention, or depredation committed on the high seas against ships and their cargo.
Mr. Gill warns that the consequences of the U.S.'s actions will extend far beyond Venezuela, affecting energy markets and vulnerable economies worldwide.
Venezuela reafirma su vocación de paz.
Venezuela reaffirms its vocation for peace, but also declares with absolute clarity that it is prepared to defend its sovereignty, its territorial integrity, and its resources in accordance with international law. However, we responsibly warn that these aggressions will not only impact Venezuela. The blockade and piracy against Venezuelan energy trade will affect oil and energy supply, increase instability in international markets, and hit the economies of Latin America, the Caribbean, and the world, especially in the most vulnerable countries.
He says Venezuela is demanding an immediate end to the U.S. military presence in the Caribbean and calling for multilateral investigations and international condemnation of what it calls breaches of international law. The Trump administration insists the seizures target what it calls a shadow fleet, transporting sanctioned oil to Iran and China. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Ismail Baha'i, warns the U.S. is setting a precedent that threatens global security.
Any country that sees itself as responsible for international peace and security and that values the rule of law must take a position on this American action. Overall, the steps the United States has taken in the Caribbean in recent months run counter to all international principles and rules. In effect, this means dismantling and eroding all the norms that have underpinned international life over the past 8 decades. Therefore, this must be condemned by all governments.
Mr. Baha'i says Iran would respond if its interests were affected, warning of what he calls growing unilateralism by Washington. China has voiced similar concerns, framing the U.S. actions as economic coercion rather than law enforcement. In Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesman Lin Jian says the seizure of foreign vessels breaches international law and the UN Charter.
By arbitrarily seizing other countries' vessels, the U.S. has seriously violated international law. China stands against unilateral illicit sanctions that lack basis in international law or authorization of the UN Security Council, and against any move that violates the purposes and principles of the UN Charter, infringes upon other countries' sovereignty and security, and constitutes unilateralism and bullying.
As the U.S. Coast Guard pursues the third tanker near Venezuelan waters, many Venezuelans are resigned that the standoff is beyond their control. In Caracas, pensioner Antonio Pinto describes a population caught between two governments.
Venezuelans have our hands tied. What is happening is a matter between two governments, U.S. and Venezuela's. But the common Venezuelan have no power to decide.
Meanwhile, for everyday Venezuelans like Raúl Fuente, life goes on as normal. But there is a concern that the U.S. president's actions could lead to more turbulent waters.
For now, the price is quite stable, without many fluctuations. The United States is trying to control the market, but they cannot do it. So they want to make it happen in underhand means. In my opinion, all these are provocations. I hope the situation will not escalate.
Venezuela holds the world's largest proven oil reserves, and more than 80% of its production is exported. But as tanker interceptions continue and global criticism builds, the standoff is becoming a broader test of power, legality, and energy politics, with consequences that could extend far beyond the Caribbean. Assam Al-Ghadib, SBS News.